So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
Now, Brunch with the Tour. Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, special edition of Brunch with the Tour. We are live out here now. We've moved locations.
From we have. We're out of
the media center to the little
the
scoring
perch, they call it.
Building, the perch.
The perch. Yeah.
And we're going to talk to some first-timers, guys who are playing in the Players for the first time, who, you know, people who put Tabasco on everything they eat so much so they carry travel-sized bottles of it everywhere. Or
it sounds like somebody is into the bios.
Baton Rouge's advocate named him high school athlete of the year as a junior. I don't know what happened as a senior, as a junior, another player would be a golf course architect if he did not play professional golf, loves Eric Church.
Well, our first guy is that we're going to be joined by here in a couple of minutes is incredibly young, but already knows he wants to open a coffee shop one day. So he sounds like a 65-year-old trapped in a 23-year-old's body.
Also, and this is a little fun fact to know and tell.
Here he comes right here.
He shares the same name as the Australian National Rugby League team captain, causing confusion in his homeland.
Often, and then they see him and say,
crazy.
Not so much.
Yeah. Not only that, but he also looks like he's, 7, 8 years old. I mean, my God, he's a young kid. I mean, he's just a tremendous golfer, though.
This is, I believe, a recent addition to the First Coast also.
Do you live here, Cameron?
Yeah, I just moved in about 9 months ago.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think? How do you like it?
Yeah, I love it here. I love the course. I love the area. I love the people as well.
I'm sure you've got to play out here a lot more than the other first-timers, right? And it's a difficult it's not really a difficult course, but it's certainly one that experience helps. So, you know, if you're going to be a first-timer – by the way, no first-timers ever won the event. We thought we'd let you know.
Sure, no one has.
But if you're going to play as a first-timer, you probably have more experience than most out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I play – play and practice here every week that I have off, so I've played around here probably 10 or 20 times now, so yeah, I'm ready to go.
Now, I was one of those that you know, watched just about every minute of the team event you guys had in Zurich, right? So, you know, a lot of people probably don't understand what's going through your head during that event. I mean, did you guys head out there like legitimately thinking, hey, we're gonna win this, I'm gonna get in the Players? At what point of the week did that creep into your thoughts? Was that the goal, or we just, let it happen?
I was just kind of letting it happen. I'm not one to put too many expectations on myself, so, every week I'm just taking it as it comes, and, to get the win with Jonas there was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, you guys have tie him, and this is just a couple weeks ago, and you're coming down the stretch, you kind of stay right on their heels, you ultimately tie him on the 16th or 17th hole, and then you come through like a freaking champion from about 80 yards.
You're going to win.
Yeah, he comes
in the books.
Yeah, he's it's a par 5, and he's laid up, he's like 70, 80 yards in the, lettucey stuff, and knocks it up literally like a foot, and they're going to win going to win the event. And Kisner, this joker out of nowhere, and the ball's going at 80 miles an hour and hits the stick and drops in. And my man here, Cameron Smith, and his partner just got that look on their face like too many fireballs. And yet you come back from that, you bounce back. My question is, what are you thinking when Kisner hits it in?
Yeah,
were you pissed?
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, we were pretty pissed. We definitely weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
I think Jonas actually jinxed us. He wanted me to tap it in for my first win before Kisner chipped it. So he said, I want you to tap this in for your first win. And then, of course, Kisner hits his shot, hits the middle of the pin, goes in. Then I look at him like,
thanks.
You shouldn't have said that.
You mushed us.
We're visiting with Cameron Smith, who will be playing the Players for the first time. Now, practicing here is one thing. How different is the course to you as it's, quote, tournament ready?
It's always pretty soft around here. They get thousands of guys every week playing it, so it's pretty soft and slow usually, and then I guess the last few weeks have just been firming it up. The rough's a little bit longer, the green's a little bit faster, so it's definitely playing a little bit tougher for us as well.
I know they've rebuilt and done some things here. Are the greens going to be receptive enough, or are there going to be big time challenges getting them to hold or playing them maybe a little differently, especially some of these guys that have played this event in the past? Is it going to be a noticeable difference?
Yeah, I think new greens in general are just hard to, you know, hard to get some spin on. But, yeah, with how windy it is around here, some downwind shots on the firm, fast greens, it might be a bit challenging.
Last thing, Cameron, I'm visiting with Cameron Smith. How, going back to Zurich and New Orleans, how did you and Jonas end up getting paired up? I mean, how did that come about?
Out here on the practice range?
Yeah.
Nah, well, my caddy, Sam, lives with Jonas. He's his roommate.
Oh, so, there you go.
I've spent a fair bit of time with Jonas since I've moved here, and yeah, we just got chatting one night, and that was about it. That was as good as it got.
Perfect.
How did you settle on Ponte Vedra? Because of the tour and the facilities, or how did you end up living here, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my caddy lives here. Matty Kelly, Leisha's caddy, lives here as well, who I'm pretty good mates with. So there was I had a few guys here that I knew, and obviously the course and the facility as well.
All right. Well, listen.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
No worries.
Thank you. There he goes. Yep. Cameron Smith, who picked up his first career win a couple of weeks ago in the team competition.
How awesome is that?
And now you get to play here at the Players,
Yeah. We'll keep our eyes on that young man.
Yeah, lots of great stories from all the first-timers, but you're not kidding. He, you know, I'd give him a little bit more than eight, but he, you know, looks 19, 20 years old.
He looks like a kid.
I mean.
Well, he is a kid.
He looked like a kid on television. He looks even more like a kid here in person, but, you know, again, one of the many first timers, and I mean, this guy has jumped on tour and played well just right out of the gates. It wasn't just the win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he also had top 10 in New Orleans. He was sixth at the Texas Open.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a kid to look for here moving forward.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be fun to watch. Well,
perhaps not this week that the huge breakthrough comes through, but,
yeah,
you know, just another one of these young guys on tour, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
There's one thing about this first-time list, you know, the first-timers, golf has become more mainstream at the amateur and collegiate level. You mm-hmm. know, it used to be you knew who won the NCAA championship in college golf because it was in the back pages of Golf Digest. I mean, it was very much a niche sport, whereas now, you know, the NCAA championships will be on the Golf Channel just like the Players will be on the Golf Channel. You know, so I think we have a – you know, like Patrick Cantlay is a first-timer here. Mm-hmm. Well, he was number one ranked – I knew he was the number one ranked amateur in the world, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when he was playing at USC. I think there's an awareness of these guys, you know, that maybe we hadn't been there until recently. And the way that this year's Players is being platformed is an example of golf and its reach. And it's – you know, they're going to – for the first time ever, the Players is going to be played live this weekend in Times Square on the side of the Morgan Stanley Building. And you've seen huge – that's been reserved for pretty huge events through the years, right? I mean, taking news feeds and putting them up there when there's, you know, international news and such. It's going to have more airtime internationally than ever before. So this event, you know, just continues to grow. And then back to the original point, the first-timers, you know, if you're a golf fan, you know, you've heard the name Tyron Van Osweken. I mean, you might not, you know –
the first timers reminds me of AA baseball in this respect. If you go to a Jumbo Shrimp game, there are three or four guys out there who are going to be playing in the major leagues. Okay. And is it Lupe or Loop?
It's Loop.
Loop. There are and so I guarantee you in this group that we're going to visit with over the next, you know, hour or so, there are future superstars. I mean, Jordan Spieth came through as a first-timer. I mean, so it happens all the time, and it's pretty cool how it works. So that's what's happening here. You just don't know them that well yet, but
correct.
You will.
Well,
they burst onto stardom, and away they go.
Hey, look,
their lives change forever. They win one of these big tournaments, and off they go.
Well, look, the kid we just talked to is a perfect example.
Sure.
Cameron Smith's not a household name.
I didn't know he lived here.
Well, until
New Orleans.
And he just so happened to win New Orleans, which is a team event, which had a Monday finish.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go to probably golf fans and say, has Cameron Smith ever won? And they're going to say no. But, yeah, very quietly here, you know, he's won the Zurich this year. He's got a top 10 in Texas and a top 10 in Memphis. I mean, you got a kid with two top 10s and a win this year.
Yeah.
And you know, we haven't even gotten into the Jon Rahms who have already won. Alex, Norin is another guy who was in contention last week. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play a ton on the PGA Tour.
Jeff, they call him Snoring Norin because
he takes so long. Yeah.
No, he can fall asleep crazy easily on flights, cars, trains when he needs a nap.
Yeah, I think they call him that. That being nice. I think they call him that because, like, they called Glenn all day. I think that's why they call him that, to be honest with you. I think it has more to do with his setup and execution of his shot than it does.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And thus was the subject of the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I guess we're going to be visiting next with Andrew Loop.
Yes.
Here's an interesting combo. Mm-hmm. Now, Baton Rouge, pretty good sports area.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's produced a ton of great football players I can think of in particular. I'm sure some basketball ones as well. Well, Andrew Loop was the high school athlete of the year, named by Baton Rouge's newspaper, and not just because of his golf.
Beat out a guy named Fournette. It was shocking.
Well, no, I think he's a little older than that. But what about this for Loop in addition to his golf? Mm-hmm. Averaged 22 points a game his senior season.
Yeah.
Holds the all-time record in his school for three-pointers in a year.
Yeah.
And he's got a 40-inch vert.
Well, Jeff,
I'd like to see him win, just so we can see how high he, springs into the air to celebrate.
You know what? Anybody can win the high school athlete of the year as a junior. Can you go back to back? And Andrew didn't get it done.
Oh, it was a junior.
Yeah. So we're trying.
We'll have to ask him what happened.
We're gonna have to find out.
Some guy named Shaq Kimmel.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. No, 06 is a while ago. So it's take look.
He's a grinder.
Well, and here's another. Example of how the first-timers get here. Those are the two polar opposites, right? We got Cameron Smith, who lives here locally. He's about 22 years old, I think. And then here's Loop, who graduated in 06. So you're talking about, closer to 30. And it's taking him this long to make it here.
Yeah.
So I tell you what we'll do. Why don't we, while we got a second here, why don't we squeeze out and pay a couple bills.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. We'll return with more from the first-timers here at this year's Players.
This is Brunch with the Tour, brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We're trading, welcome back, we're trading punches with PGA Tour player Andrew Loop, who's a Baton Rouge.
Jojo.
Yeah, there you go. There's your boy.
For appearing on today's program, he's going to get a Hummer.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Football.
Eddie O.
Eddie O.
I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell him about it, Jojo.
We love Leonard Fournette now.
Yeah, he's our guy now.
Run, Leonard, run. He's a Jaguar. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, he's an absolute freight train.
Yes.
What is there not to love?
Yes.
Great dude, too.
Yeah.
Got to get to know him a little bit. With my injury this offseason, we were in the training room a lot together. So, nothing but class out of him. Hard runner, hard worker. We got to make sure we block for him.
That's a question here. Trust me, friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles, up-and-coming quarterback. Hopefully
we hope.
We're kind of hoping up and going quarterback, but that's just us.
How are you? Are you excited? It's a great week, right?
I'm great. Weather's great. Course is great.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Now, you haven't officially played here, but you were telling us before we came on that you had a mini scare at the 17th hole back in your college days.
Yeah, so we would play a college event across the street at the country club, and then mm-hmm. we'd come over here, and they'd set up a three-hole shootout for us. A little competition. I don't even remember what the winning prize was or anything like that. But it was a lot of fun. Go out with your teammates, played 16, and then we got to 17, and I hit a shot that was right at the flag stick, and there was a few people up by the green, and it hopped and kind of disappeared to the right Sunday pin, which is you can't quite see the bottom of it anyway.
Right, right, right.
And they threw their hands up in the air, and so I threw mine up in the air and started running around the tee box. And I'll never forget my teammate Sang Yi jumps on top of my back, and we're both running up and down the tee box, and we get up there, and they say, "Oh, it lipped out." And it was like three inches from the edge of the hole.
That's definitely one. I mean,
that was your first ever shot at 17.
It was.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
lipped out a little 9-iron.
Yeah, and you guys, you're professional golfers, and you said you had 5 holes in one already, but that's probably one you would remember, right?
Absolutely.
If you got one at 17, it'd be different.
Yes.
What's your best one right now? Do you have one that stands out over the others?
I do. I was just playing with my dad on the number 3 of my home course, mm-hmm. and he was getting over some ailments, and then it was kind of his first time back out with me, and I was also recovering from a shoulder surgery, so we were kind of both out
there. This is recent.
This was when I was 22 years old. This is 6 years ago. All right. He was going through some things with melanoma, and then I was coming back from a shoulder surgery, and it was like my first or second round back, and I hit it, and it was a 7-iron, and it one hopped and went right in the hole, and I looked at him, and I just said, "Dad, I just made it." And he didn't believe me until he walked up to the green and looked at the hole. I was like, "Yeah, I wouldn't lie to you like that, man."
What does it mean to you to get to play here? I mean, is it another step in the progression? Do you look at it as an accomplishment? How do you view it?
Yes and no. Yes, it's great to be here. It's it's my first time here, and I absolutely do not take it for granted. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm not getting into the comfortable frame of mind of, "Oh man, it's great to be here."
I'm here
to play.
Right.
You know, and I want to play well. I want to perform. My game feels good. It's trending in the right direction. You know, I finally feel comfortable again coming off of this surgery, and I'm looking forward to a nice little stretch here coming up.
I always find it interesting with the first timers what would you consider like the main personality of this course, or the one thing you're gonna have to avoid or do, you know, as you play it in competitive rounds for the first time?
Right. Well, personality. That's a tough word to
elaborate on. Some guys say, "Well, I'm not gonna hit a driver all week."
It's gonna be firm.
Yeah.
It's gonna be firm.
Yeah.
Greens are firm, they're new. The course is in great shape. There's a good mix of holes, shorter par fours and longer par fours. They give you options off the tee. You got to be coming out of the fairway for the most part. That Bermuda rough is tough. But I think a lot of the holes, which makes this place great, is that it calls for one shot shape off the tee and a different one into the green. Like, it'll call for a fade off the tee and then a draw into the green, or vice versa. And I like to work the ball a lot, and I like to work it both ways. And you know, I think that's fun for me. I enjoy that. I have trouble seeing straight lines. So I like to curve the ball a little bit, and I think that's going to be a good thing.
Well, we wish you the best. Hope you have a great week.
Well, thank you, guys.
Go Gators.
Go Tigers. y'all next year.
Come down to the Swamp this year.
We'll be there.
We'll save a seat for you.
So will we. We'll be there for a little revenge.
All right, bud. Thanks, Andrew.
Nice meeting you.
Thank
you.
Good luck this week. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, you bet.
Appreciate
thank you.
All right.
You bet.
Andrew Loop, he's LSU through and through, so he'll be excited about it.
He was an athlete of the year in high school in the Baton Rouge area, which is
– You said you want to see him win a tournament because you want to see that 40-inch vertical.
That's correct. I did. Yeah, 40-inch vert. We need to see that. So, good luck to you. There goes Andrew Loop, one of the many first-timers coming through here this morning. This is a real fun day, a real good setup. I don't know if they do this everywhere. I doubt they do.
I doubt
this
it.
This is just such a big event. It's
right.
Such a, and it is. I like, you know, his response. You don't look at
his back pocket.
Yeah. You don't look at making it here as, you know, the finished product.
Uh-huh.
You know, you look at doing something with that opportunity.
Right.
And so that's the mentality that Loop will take in.
Sure.
And hopefully
while you're happy to be here and you get to play for the first time, this isn't the end all.
I love talking to the first timers too, because it engages us now moving forward. I still remember guys that we talked to as first timers along the way, and it's, you know, it's just another angle to enjoy this wonderful golf tournament. And next we're going to talk to a guy who's enjoyed this tournament. I don't know how many times now.
He's a first-timer, too?
He's a first-timer, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, 26. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll go
with
that.
This is his first time?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Huh? You'd think he'd have made this field by now, wouldn't you?
Wow. Pretty well accomplished, if I thought.
Good thing he won that senior TPC.
he's actually on the World Golf Hall of Fame has an exhibit for the players,
mm-hmm.
okay? And there's some like trivia questions on the side, and one of them is who's the best at 17 or has the best score at 17?
Oh, yeah.
And
didn't you ask me this one day?
I did, because I remember it was Longer.
Yeah, and the best scoring average on 17.
It was Tiger, Longer, Love, and somebody else.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Bernhard has been tremendous.
I love
here.
The guy.
Yeah.
I love watching him on the Champions Tour. The yeah. Guy, he's got some sort of Benjamin Black thing going. He's aging backwards.
Yeah, he's somehow getting younger.
He's managed that. You run down to St. Augustine and dip in that fountain of youth. Is that what you're doing on your?
Oh yeah, every day.
Trev's hearing me. There we go.
Every morning, yeah. I went for a 2-mile swim and a 10-mile run. And
wow.
Just kidding.
I don't know. You look like you could. So
you keep making it back into this thing. I believe we talked to you last year or the year before. You know, obviously, you feel like you can still play. I know you guys don't come out here to be ceremonial. And, man, the way you're playing on the Champions Tour or Tour Champions or whatever we're calling it these days has been amazing. I mean,
it's
your game has held up, hasn't it? I mean.
It has, thank you. I've been very blessed to have won the Constellation Senior Players Championship the last 3 years in a row on mm-hmm. three different venues.
And that gets you in here.
That gets me in here. And that's, you know, it's very seldom that you can defend any tournament, but to win it three times in a row in different places, it's pretty unique. But I'm thrilled to be back at the Players Championship for sure. It's one of my favorite events.
Yeah. Well, you obviously still have the drive, the passion for the game and competing. Why? Why do you still have it some... You know, let it go, but you're still out here grinding away and winning.
Don't know why, but I got it. So yeah. It's a God-given gift or talent, and I enjoy it. And I take time away from the game to get some rest. And when I come back out, I'm still hungry and eager and love to compete.
I'm sure there have been injuries that I'm not aware of, but you seem to stay pretty healthy relatively as you've aged into your senior golf career, and what a difference that makes too, right?
You look like you put
a little emphasis on taking care of yourself.
you got to be healthy. The game is so hard, even when you're healthy. So if when you're injured, you can't play very well. And I've had a few injuries, but nothing, really that detrimental. And over the years, I've been able to, hang in there mm-hmm. and move on. And it's. Yeah, it takes work. You got to go in the gym, and you got to watch a little bit what you eat and all that kind of stuff. And I have some good genes, I suppose, as well. So all that helps to still be competing as I'm approaching 60.
Wow. You know this course as well as anyone. What do you think of – what are your impressions of some of the changes around here, specifically at 12 and some other aesthetic changes, I guess?
Well, they've made a lot of changes here over the years, yeah. as we know. Some of the holes have gotten longer. I think they added about 20-odd yards to 15 and 8 or 10 yards here, 8 or 10 yards there, and it shows up. They put new grass on it, redid the greens, which are still firm now because mm-hmm. it takes about a year, year and a half for them to soften up. And the biggest change is probably 12 and then also creating the lake between 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. So all that, I think they were all positive changes.
You know, it's funny you mentioned between 6 and 7. I think most people look at that strictly as aesthetically. It looks a lot different there. But does it change the way those holes play, eliminating that mound in the middle, or will they play the same?
It will play the same. Yeah. Hopefully nobody will hit it in the lake. But
You can now.
Oh, yeah, it can happen.
On this side, on the 6th side.
Especially when it's windy, it can definitely happen. But it looks aesthetically really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think 12... creates a lot of excitement. Is you could see a hole in one or an eagle or so, and then you could also see bogeys and double bogeys
sure.
or more. So it brings back a lot of excitement. And then we have the last six holes after 12, which are all
hard,
very demanding hard holes. So whoever wins has to do very well coming home down the stretch.
Bernhard, is there any way to gauge what the final score will be, or is it just depend on what the weather does and everything else? Or can you sit here and say, you know what, give me 12 under right now, and I'll
take 12 under. The wind will play a big part uh-huh. in this, as mm-hmm. it always does. Mm-hmm. You know, if it blows 15 to 25, the scores will go up, especially on this golf course with that much water in play
right.
and small targets and difficult greens. And if the wind lays down, I think the scores will still be up a little bit because the firmness of the greens mm-hmm. this year, because they're new, they're a lot firmer and the ball doesn't stop as quick, which doesn't just affect second shots, but it also affects mm-hmm. chip shots coming out of the rough, out of the bunkers. So I expect them to be slightly higher than in the past.
You know, you touched on what I think is going to be the biggest difference this year, and that is the greens haven't been redone. We're here at a first-timer event. I almost wonder if ignorance is bliss for them in playing these greens, whereas the guys that have played this tournament 10, 20, 30 times and are used to a certain reaction, they're probably not going to get that on those approaches. Or do you guys, you're in tune enough that you can take care of that in a practice round or two?
Well, you'd like to think so, but, you know, there's sometimes it can be detrimental knowing that, well, if I hit it there, it spun back, and all of a sudden it doesn't spin back anymore and that kind of stuff. Or if I, I hit a six iron in there and it did so-and-so, and now it's going to release 10 yards. So you got to be careful.
You remember your first time? You remember your first time at the Players?
I don't, because it was
– wasn't as big almost
30,
production?
It was 30 years ago. actually, more than 30 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Well, here's to you. Here's to seeing you on the leaderboard on Sunday.
Well, thank you
that
very
would be
much.
Awesome.
Pleasure
thank
being you, with you
yes,
guys.
Sir.
You
All
bet. Glad to see you again.
Take
it's care. Bernard Longer, who's
– we'll see you next year.
I believe –
hope so.
26 players, I believe. 26 players. All right, we will step aside here. We'll catch up a little bit with a quick break. We'll continue with our first-timers and, well, one guy not so first-time in Bernard Langer, but all that and more as we roll on live from the Players.
Brunch with the Tour.
Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, we got a host of first timers out here this year. There's a ton this year. Is this a higher normal than a higher number than normal? That's why they split it into two groups, or have we just gotten?
That's a good question.
You know, it's become such a nice event, this first timers press conference, that they just wanted to spread it out. So,
great question.
I'm not sure.
15.
That's got to be pretty close, doesn't it? Pretty close to pushing the number, but we're.
It's kind of neat, and it's coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll hopefully visit with Blaine Barber, who's a Lake City guy.
Yeah, and I tell you who else is that. I like that Wesley Bryan, the trick shot guy.
Yeah.
He's also in the first timer.
Yeah.
He won, where was it, up at Hilton Head? Is that where he won? He won somewhere.
I think Blaine's brother quarterbacked it for Columbia, if I'm not mistaken. So
From Lake City to Sawgrass. What a, you can't just get there on I-10, not this tournament.
And he's done well. I mean, he's.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah,
I've
seen him on the, you'll see him on
the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Sure. So.
He won the Junior Players Championship.
Yeah.
And he's a sneaky good juggler, so we got that to look forward to. We'll throw him three objects and see what he can do.
You know, I don't mean to make it about me, Dan, but I'm also a sneaky good juggler.
He has some decent magic tricks as well.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One on the web.com. Finished T2 at the RSM Classic. So
nice.
Up
yeah.
there at a
yeah.
Davis's deal. So, anyway, he's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a few others we'll get to.
I'd like to talk to John Rahm, obviously. He's the biggest name on this list. If there is a first-timer that could crack through and win. I'm not sure we've had a first-timer come with here with the credentials of Rahm. Even Spieth, I don't know if he had done what Rahm has done. I mean,
that's a good question.
I mean, Rahm is very Tiger-like right now. If he got plays, he's on the first page of the leaderboard, Dan.
Yeah, he's on a roll. He's on a roll.
And I don't know if he's on a roll if that's just him.
Maybe it's just him.
You know, I really don't, because I think on a roll, you know, a roll usually lasts for – let's keep in mind that the tournament that John Rahm won was Super Bowl Sunday.
Copley's here.
So that was a while ago.
He's throwing down fireball or something.
Shots.
He's got a little shot.
He was just saying that you weren't going to make it out here today.
I didn't know what time you were getting here.
It took me an hour to get here.
He's not a first-timer.
Traffic's already bad. Yeah. You're not a first-timer. You should know better.
You got to move along.
This is your third and final Players.
Stay off the weed.
They don't have this in Virginia.
Kingsville. The women. Let the women play. Do they even do that anymore? Yeah.
He'll be at Kingsville
next year.
Used to
be the Michelob, like, Mick Ultra championship.
Didn't McCumber win one at Kingsville?
I don't think the PGA Tour plays in Virginia anymore.
Yeah.
That's the LPGA plays at Kingsville.
No, but didn't years ago?
I don't
ago,
know. I'm not sure. That was before I got here. Yeah.
I think Mark won one at Kingsville way back when.
Wouldn't shock me. You know, we're supposed to visit with Cody Gribble next, so I'm going to say this right now rather than in front of him, because I don't want to in any way.
I'm just glad he's making it here.
Well,
I'm glad he's alive.
I don't want to patronize him in any way, but
yeah.
I mean, how do you like it if you're Cody Gribble? You've already won on tour. You just got out here a couple, 3 years ago, but unfortunately you went to college with Jordan Spieth, so you're kind of like completely under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to that, but I always like talking to a guy who
I'd like you to ask him that question.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and skip that.
Yeah. I don't Cody know. Gribble's here. Yeah.
Cody, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, yes, throw that are, on yeah. there, Chief.
All right.
We're just happy that you're here after that.
That's how
after
we
that
roll.
Encounter with the Gator. Gator
oh
Gribble.
Man,
yeah, what
no,
was that about?
Man,
huh?
no,
you
man,
lost
no,
your
man.
Mind?
Come on,
call you when you're done.
They don't have Gators in Texas.
Yeah, we got some Gators in Texas.
Well, don't mess with those.
Don't
things.
Do that anymore.
They're kind of fun though.
Did you ever see Happy Gilmore?
Chubbs.
Yeah, Chubbs. That's correct.
No. It's just. I mean, hell, I won't. I wasn't playing that well.
So we say a lot worse than that.
Okay. I wasn't playing that well. I was kind of bored, and I saw that fellow over there and thought I'd give him a high five.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
You did.
Yeah, sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it made it through to tell about it. It's a happy story. We have a few out here, so if,
yeah,
hopefully you'll
right.
be playing better, though, and you'll be more
focused. Yeah, I'll be more focused. Yeah.
Now, are you to the point where this, like, you're trying to kick the Tabasco habit, or you've just – surrender to it.
I love the Tabasco.
I mean,
you don't like Tabasco?
Well, I mean, you understand they do sell that in various restaurants, various supermarkets across the country.
I know. I love
you don't
Tabasco.
Have to. I mean, we got customs and all. You can run into some problems.
I know. You know what's funny is that when I went down to South America, traveling those long flights, you get these meals.
Cocaine, they thought he was bringing in. Import, export.
No, it was Tabasco. Yeah. Tabasco. I had to have Tabasco in my backpack when I travel on those planes. Like, you know, I'm flying from DFW to Brazil, and they have two meals a day, and it's just bland stuff. I'm like, I gotta spice it up a little bit.
Well, I like
it. All right.
Yeah. You spice it up with a win this year.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good start to the year. I gotta kind of pick up from there, but been a little bit of a struggle the last month, but hitting the ball great and kind of ready for this week to get going.
What does that mean though to get a win? That quickly, I mean, is that like what a burden lifted
yeah.
off your shoulders?
Pretty much so.
Takes care of me for the year, doesn't it? As far as keep, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, well, yeah. It takes care of me for the next 2 years yeah. after this year. So just knowing that, you know, coming off the web tour, not many people realize how hard it is to keep your card because
right.
your number is poor, and if you don't play well in the fall, then, you know, you're the reshuffle is bad, and you only get a handful of tournaments the rest of the year. So to be able to win that early. And, I mean, I even started off great. I mean, a top 10 in Napa and then a win in Jackson. So to do that is just so much stress taken off. And on top of that, I mean, I had won. And so I had a great opportunity to win on the web tour this past year and hit a couple bad shots, but really just some bad luck to not really go my way. And to win is another monkey off my back, so to say. So it's been a great fall and really a great year, and just got to kind of keep going.
You know, you kind of bring up a point that strikes you that the fall has almost become just like a long extended Q school, and it gives you an opportunity. And if you don't play well in the fall, like you said, some reshuffling goes
on. Oh, for sure.
Pressure starts to build.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And you're going back to the web. You know, I've seen it plenty of times from guys that don't get into the PGA tournaments, the PGA Tour tournaments, then they're going back on the web tour. So, you know, and I'm lucky that I've got, you know, including this year, I've got 3 years to make it happen. And usually it's just, you know, you're trying to get starts. And, you know, if you get an X amount of starts, you know, you get 10 starts, you're going to play well. You're going to do
right,
well. So
right.
knowing that I've got a full schedule for the next 3 years is priceless.
What is your experience with this course?
Oh, it's great. It's a ball striker course. You know, they've redone some of the things. Yesterday was my first 18 to play on it. So
Ever.
Okay. So I've played the Valley course, mm-hmm. but that was my first 18 to play it, and it was spectacular. It's in great shape. You got to hit fairways, something that I'm usually do very well at. So I'm excited to play it. You know, the greens are tough to hit, but if you're in the fairway, you're going to have a great opportunity, and you're going to have a great week.
Won college national championships at Texas with Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Now – how come you don't get the invite to the Bahamas?
That's a good question.
Has Jordan forgotten?
That's a good question.
Has Jordan forgotten where it came from? Some are saying he's forgotten where it came from.
Maybe they didn't want you to take
your
shirt off.
I need you shirtless, you know, barefooted, hitting three woods.
Yeah. That's a good question. You know, they look like they're having a good time. I'm more of a guy when, you know, they're having a great time.
No Tabasco down there? Maybe that.
Yeah, they got plenty of Tabasco down there. But
you got to get in there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Smiley Kaufman, come on, bro.
But you know, when I'm on, I agree with you. But when I'm on vacation, I'm more liking to do something sporty, outdoorsy. Like I love to fish. I love to hunt and fish. So usually,
I mean, I can go anywhere to a beach and go beaching and drinking, but yeah. I might as well go drinking
well,
and try.
May as well just move to Ponte Vedra, friend.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what we do here 24/7.
So I like to get down to, like, y'all have never heard of Port Mansfield, Texas.
No.
Oh. Yeah, it's a small little town, border town, basically, where, you know, all you do is catch, you know, reds and specks, but... I like to do stuff like that. You know, yeah. I mean, getting out there would be awesome. I'm not really that concerned about it. I'd rather be fishing on the Texas coast.
So when Jordan and Smiley hopped in that kayak, that was just for show. They really didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, Jordan.
What event was
Jordan,
that? Remember that one?
Jordan, that was at Sony.
Yeah.
Jordan, I don't know about Smiley. Jordan doesn't know how to fish.
Jordan's not an outdoorsman like you are.
Yeah,
what you're
yeah, I'm sure you can quote me on that.
That's okay. Yeah. Just us.
Well, good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
Try and get those greens to hold. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge.
That's right. Fresh grooves this week. Fresh wedges. That's
like
for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Good
I appreciate
Cody.
It, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Cody Gribble.
See you guys.
You got any Tabasco, throw it his way.
Keep the gators away.
We'll get you to Bahamas next year.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Fun. I like that kid.
Yeah.
He's real good attitude.
Good
real
personality.
Good personality. And I don't think these guys are as intimidated by the field and the course and the conditions as
– No, maybe at some point we'll see somebody break through because of that.
And one thing that we've talked about – this isn't the first year that we'll bring it up, but one thing that we've kind of talked about no, they're not as intimidated anymore. They play these amateur events.
Well, they grow up together. They grow up together.
Playing the great courses and tough spots. And, yeah. I mean, you got 13-year-olds playing courses from 6,800 yards, dude.
Right.
You know, that's grown men, single digits, are playing these distances that these kids now are playing.
It's so funny, too, looking at these, because they're not big dudes.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
You're right. You got some 5'8", 160s coming through here.
No, a lot of them. That's a very good point.
And they hit a golf ball like it's nobody's business, and you sit there and go, how? How?
Yeah.
How?
No, that's,
You know, so that's strapping 6'3", 225-pounders, crushing it.
But he mentioned that win in the fall because that's basically what the fall has become hit. These guys who are kind of on the cusp. Well, you have a bad fall, then it's CEOontheWeb.com.
That's what he said,
And by the way, you win, you got to win three events on theweb.com for a seventh-place finish on the PGA Tour.
You know what's interesting, too, is you can sense – first off, they're all sharp young men, but the competitiveness, too. I mean, they know – I mean, just
– Oh, sure.
Because you mentioned that. I mean, it's different levels. I mean, there's the superstars – and then there are the stars, and then there are the guys who are not going anywhere. They're going to be tour players for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then there's guys who can, win just enough. And then there's guys, there's different
tiers. They're
in
the middle that you're not sure where they could go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And some of them may end up going where you don't.
Like we said, some of these young guys.
I mean, there's some guys here, and again, I'm not going to point anybody out, Andrew Loop, that are just going to play on tour for a long time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Win majors and FedEx championships probably is not in their cards. But, hey, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Sure.
Right?
And his point
Don't forget,
be,
it is a job. It is a profession.
Sure. And just in talking to him, though, and his point would be, I could sense it, because he had an injury he had surgery on. He had another one at 22. So he feels like he's finally just getting healthy. Now you're going to see the best of me.
Well, then hopefully we do.
So, yeah, it's just hard to gauge – exactly where they are, but all of them, and if they come in here and they're having a tough month or something, like Cody said, but I'm starting to hit the ball better.
Well,
you're always got to be hitting the ball
this
better.
This isn't a place to get well, typically.
There are guys.
You better be playing good when you come here. If you come here not playing good, it's going to be a short week. It's just too.
Well, you have to understand, too.
This is a grind, though. Even by PGA Tour standards, this course is a grind. You have to grind every shot.
I always like
to leave everything in the right place. You can't have a miss. Like, even the Masters, Dan. You can have misses.
I always like to tell the story of we came out here one day. I think it was Lenny Matisse. Came out to do a thing with him, and he was hitting, I think he was hitting a bunch of different three woods he was trying out. And I always remember this, and it shows you how exact these. I hit this one 262, but I get this one 264, and you're like, "Are you kidding me?" And that's how exact it is to these guys, and how exact and precise they want to be.
Yeah.
Whereas, we're obviously different level players, but to me, anything that lands on the fairway is great. Anything that lands on the green is fantastic. They see little tiny circles that they're aiming for.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
Or I know – and they also have a course knowledge, which is why they come out and prepare. And I know that I have to hit my 150 club, and you always hear him talk about being in between clubs. It's just the technical side of golf to me, as a guy who's horrible at it, is fascinating.
Yeah,
it
really is fascinating for me, for a guy who plays golf recreationally at a different level. But I'm the same way. It's, you know, it's fast. I really do think, and we asked, you know, Bernhard Langer about this when we visited with him. The one biggest difference, forget changing 12 and forget taking the mound out between 6 and 7.
Right.
I don't think at the end of the day the scoring is going to be affected by those moves. I don't think the score of this year's winner is going to be affected, because 12, they birdie a lot anyway, Dan. This just in. You might add a chance for a freak eagle. Okay, whatever. But what's going to make this year different from other years, whether you're here for the first time or the 30th, is the greens are nothing like they were a year ago.
Right.
And you're going to have to adjust for that. You're going to make sure that you do. So let's step aside for another quick break. We'll continue with the first timers, hoping for John Rahm this hour. So that would be among the guests that possibly we could get here before we get to the end of our day here. It's a fun day. It's the first time TPCers, and we'll continue our visits with them as we return.
Brunch with the Tour, brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, we are back. We are live out here at the Perch, hanging out, doing our show.
The Perch.
I don't mind the Perch.
I've determined I'm a Perch guy.
Yeah! You saw,
I sit here on the Perch, can see good, you know, got my eye on everything.
Saw Ricky Fowler and Jimmy Walker walking by about, an hour ago.
You can see that from the Perch.
Yeah.
You don't see that from the media center.
Dynamite!
Media center, I see, you know, Esmeralda all morning.
Yeah.
That's all I get.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, the fine security agent.
But you weren't cheated on the breakfast either. So
I only ate half. I don't know what you're talking about.
That happens at the media center. That doesn't happen out here.
But it's a close enough walk I could, if I needed to.
Would you bring the entire plate back out here, though? I don't think so.
No, that would be poor form.
I don't think that would happen. So
I couldn't eat it fast. If I did, I will say this.
Yes.
If we did the whole show from the Perch and I had to make a run back for the food, it would cut into my options. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have the delicious burrito today. I would have had to have, like, some Rice Krispies.
It's a huge burrito.
I wasn't a big fan of this year's burrito. They put big, like, whole potatoes in it this year.
Oh, you were disappointed in it.
I thought the potatoes were too big. Did you have one?
No, I didn't have one.
They got potatoes this year, like potato wedges inside the burrito. Usually they're like little pieces of potato.
You would have rather them be a little more crispy.
Smaller more than anything. The texture was fine, but they were a little large.
The texture was okay.
I think so.
I don't like the baked potato chunks in the burrito.
That's what it is.
And that's what it was.
But even bigger than normal.
So if you're going to give me potato in a burrito, I kind of wanted a little. I would want much smaller pieces and a little bit crispy.
You would have.
Yeah, to sort of take the role of the bacon flavor, not flavor, but the texture.
No, I hear you. Well, that's not what you're. That is not what you'll be getting today, friend.
This is the discussion that's going on.
Correct. I know the listening audience just loves to hear
us
talk about what we might or might not eat in the media center.
You know, these guys get these nice Tiffany cufflinks.
For first-timers?
Yeah, they give them a gift. It's terrific. And they have the date on it.
You know what else I know?
What?
23-year-olds don't wear cufflinks.
Oh, then one night out they might, right?
I'm not sure.
Listen, when they hit it big.
Oh, man, here, you wear cufflinks? Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Well, he looks stylish.
Well, he's a styling guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Altar.
Nah, no cufflinks.
You save them for the wedding. Altar? So when your fiance says, do you have cufflinks?
You know, Altar got his cufflinks?
Yeah.
He kept them from the tuxedo place one time when he.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
He didn't return them?
You do?
Yeah.
Does it still fit?
Oh, yeah. Altar has to go to the PGA Tour Awards dinner every year. So he keeps
that. That's true. That's a good point.
He's got to go to that.
Now, for the PGA Awards dinner, you think he also comes up with the pairings for the list of speakers or no?
If Altar doesn't have a Mets bow tie, though, I'd be disappointed in him. That's disappointing.
Do you have a Mets bow tie?
Of course I do. I have Mets ties, Mets bow ties.
Is a Mets bow tie something that everyone should have or something? Or
if you're a hardcore Mets fan like myself.
I'm a hardcore Brave fan. I don't have a Brave bow tie.
Well, we're celebrating another W from last night, boys.
We
took care of the San Francisco Giants.
How about those Rangers?
Zach Wheeler looked in. Terrific.
Put that on. You can sit down. You're a friend. Friend of the family. Technically, this is
Brunch
with
the
Tour. We'll get somebody coming. We'll get it. Look at him.
Brett Stegmeyer.
Yeah. Who are we getting next?
Florida Gator. Brett Stegmeyer will be next.
All right.
Stegosaurus, we call him.
Stegger. So I'm going to ask him if he could go
ask him about the shark humper.
That loop guy.
Huh?
Let's go get him in a one-on-one with that loop guy.
I like that.
Huh?
I wonder if he's ever played with him.
We got family at Stegmeyer. So.
Yeah.
Did you see it in the Mets game last night? They had Hank Azaria in the booth.
I missed it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he was
Brockmire.
Well, he was out early.
They did for 3 minutes
out
in a brothel in Macedonia one time. But those girls, they're pros. They keep those paddles handy.
He was out of his mind, and he was making fun of Bruce Bochy's head.
Yes.
He said how big it was. He goes, he kind of looks like Mr. Met over there.
I like that.
Yes, they were on a roll last night.
Oh, man.
Good things happened because they scored four in the first.
That helps.
Big E-card. The two favorite things in your life right now are the Mets and Brockmire.
Brockmire, I feel like I introduced Jacksonville to Brockmire, but I've sort of let off on it. It got a little too dark for me last. It's more beef.
It took
now.
A dark
more,
turn. Yeah, when, yeah, it's right in my wheelhouse
when they
now.
Got, when, they yeah. got, when they got flippant about abortion.
Yeah,
turned, it's not really a flippant topic. I mean, no matter which way you fall on it, just not quite sure.
That's
it's like
that, that's
a lighthearted joke.
I kind of pitched that over to beef.
Yes, black news.
Just a little much for me.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
You know, so
I thought that might be the case.
Now, I enjoy Hank because he's a huge Met fan, right, Tom?
And he is.
And his jackets as character Brockmire are in tribute to Lindsey Nelson, the great Lindsey Nelson.
Who could bring it?
Yes. Lindsey was the
23
best.
23-8, Terry. Better wake this team up.
Go ahead. Give me one more.
Oh, my God. We won 2 out of 3. Big deal. This team is an absolute f***ing joke. 23-8.
It's actually 23-5, but
23-5. I was gonna say.
Yeah.
It sounds like a recent Met score.
I like how we glorify profane little 12-year-olds.
Yes.
We're not glorifying.
Kids, this is what you do to be funny.
This is how you get on the radio, beef.
the boy king. This is what you need to do with dad. He'll in giggle
LA,
and like you more.
The minor leagues, boy.
And he's not Southern, by the way.
No, he's L.A.
He's an L.A. kid.
Maybe he's a Kardashian. Sounds like he could be a Kardashian.
He might be.
Maybe.
So how are you? You got. We broke down some of your groupings.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, there's a lot of – we try to obviously give some love to the Players' Championship. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
A bunch of guys pair together.
Yeah.
Former champions together. And then, you know, we knew that we were breaking the whole FedEx Cup renewal announcement on Tuesday, so we try to give the FedEx Cup a little bit of love. Like even the –
See, that's the kind of – forward thing
even the Rory McIlroy was the 26th FedEx Cup champion, and he's paired with number one and number two this season standing so far. You know, Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. So,
I
see what
that's
how
that group was there.
Yeah, that's well done.
What about Sabatini and Crane? We got them together. They're probably not even in this thing.
We did that for you last year. How many times you want to get that?
Well, here I can see it in person.
I think I saw Ben Crane this morning.
Sabatini's not in this field.
Yeah, I think Crane is.
No. Crane is.
Yeah, I think I saw him. I know I saw him.
That shows you how tough it is, man.
Yeah, it's not easy.
I mean, because Sabatini he had a cup of coffee earlier this year where he was on leaderboards.
He was playing better. You know, but he's a 5-time winner on tour. I mean, he's got a good resume, but you got to keep delivering every year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's the best and deepest field in golf.
All right.
I believe, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
I think the kid that I took last year, and everyone laughed at me because he had never really done anything.
Jordan Spieth. No.
Was Justin Thomas. he had played in the junior players, and he had just raved about how much he loved the course. And I just thought he had a good vibe for this place. And you know what he did? He only shot like 67 in the final round, and he got a backdoor top three. So he came through for me big time. So I'm taking him again this year.
Hold on. I saw somebody who won the junior players as a first-timer.
Was it Barber?
Yeah, Blaine Barber.
He's right there. He's with his mom. His mom is a volunteer. She's been a volunteer here for the last couple of years.
His brother was about that? Yeah.
Cool.
Huh?
I said cool.
Yeah. And his brother quarterbacked at Columbia. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
His cousin Marion Barber was a hell of a running back.
Heck of a running back. And then, of course, over there in Lake City on Main Street, they have the barber shop.
Yeah. Floyd works there.
That's part of his group. Yeah. So, all right, Alter, you're
out of
here.
I have to go do my day job.
Get out of here.
None of the previous embellishment was fact.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, yeah.
We got another guest.
Yes, we do. Brett Stegmaier. We got to balance out this Loop LSU nonsense with some Gators.
We got to get a Gator in here. Thank God.
Loop, can you take a Loop in a fight, you think?
We got to get an official answer. There we go. Hey, Brett.
If Loop wants to fight me, I'm going to run the other way.
Oh, you do? Oh, he's kind of got that crazy. He's got the crazy eye a little bit. to see that.
He's pretty jacked, and I'm not.
Yeah. What do you think?
You know what that means? That means you're going to be playing golf for a long time.
That's correct.
Don't get all buffed.
Don't get jacked. Don't get buffed. Tiger. Huh?
This whole working out thing is just a fad.
There you go.
Yeah. It's going to die off sooner or later.
Yeah. How are you?
Pretty good.
Excited?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
When you were down in Gainesville, did you ever run up here and play this course?
Yeah, we played a couple times. I've probably played it 4 or 5 times in total.
Yeah, okay. Which gives you a little bit more experience than most of these guys here. On the first timers group, I mean.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, they made some changes. I mean, 12 stands out the most. Yeah. I didn't really know.
How will you approach that hole? Were you doing any differently? We try and reach that green.
I think the back left pin, I'd hit driver.
Because that's the way it feeds.
Yeah, if you can miss right and be fine. Mm-hmm. And even if it rolls in the water, you drop right there.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make worse than
bogey. But you're right, so. And you make a good point. If the pin's on the right and you hit that driver, you shortside yourself.
You got no chance.
You're going to make a par at best.
Yeah.
So, Brett, you grew up in Connecticut. Did you go to Florida because you wanted to chase a golf career?
Yeah.
Is that
warm weather.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I can't practice.
Yeah, I met Buddy Alexander, who was the coach at the time.
Sure.
When I was in high school. It just seemed like a natural fit. So.
Do you know the greatest Buddy Alexander quote of all time?
There's a lot.
There are.
This one goes
well,
back
you know
to,
some.
This one
we'll actually, give you the public quote.
This goes to this course.
Yes, it does. He was playing in the United States Amateur.
Yeah.
Like 90.
Tiger beat him.
Four.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, going into the event, Buddy was asked, hey, Buddy, help me out here. He goes, hey, Buddy, you're getting ready to take on this kid, Tiger Woods. Unbelievable. What do you think? And Buddy said, wait till he gets to play me.
That sounds like something Buddy would say.
Are you, that's what basically.
Like, what do you
no,
think of?
No, but you get to play Tiger.
Yeah.
No, Tiger gets to play me.
Something to that effect.
Something to that effect. It sounds like Buddy, though.
I spent my first 2 years being afraid of Buddy.
Why wouldn't you?
I would be afraid of him.
I've known Buddy Alexander for 35 years. I'm still afraid of him.
Yeah.
We had like a match play tournament there, and I played against him. And I didn't give him a 3-footer, and he wouldn't talk to me the rest of the day. I was so flustered by it. I think I beat him though, because he was pretty old.
I went to school at Florida, and I came up through journalism, and part of that is while you're in school there is you get assigned a beat, and I had the golf beat. So the first introduction into like having to cover someone was Buddy Alexander.
How
petrifying that is,
right?
For a 20-year-old,
he's a very intimidating figure.
Yes, he
until you get to know him, and then he's
what's
an
he
awesome
doing
guy.
Anyway? Yeah. Is he working for the tour?
He's retired.
Just completely.
He moved to Auburn. His wife got a job there. So.
Now where do you live? Where's home?
Palm Beach Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you practice out of there, and you some guys live down there, and off you go, right?
Yeah, it's definitely the spot to be. I mean, it's got everything. Mm-hmm. So, certainly happy to be there.
All right. Good deal.
What do you what would be a successful week for you?
I've had a really rough year, so I would just love to make the cut and make some money, to be honest. So.
I like it. That's where, that's where I
appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
As opposed to, these pie-eyes, because they're winning this week, keep it real.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, winning would be great.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
By the way, it pays pretty good around here, making the cut.
That's true. Yeah.
Every event pays good. This event pays better than good.
Okay. Well, have a great week.
All Thank you.
It's good to visit with you.
By.
Good luck
appreciate
to you.
It.
All right,
thanks.
Man. Yeah. Good guy, Brett Stegmaier, Gator.
All right, we'll make the turn for home. We got one more segment to go. We broadcast live from the Players. It's the first-timers event, and 15 of them in total ready to take on this course and this challenge for the first time. So with the Freedom Boat Club Wednesday, we'll wrap it up next on The Drill.
This is Brunch with the Tour, brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, we are back here at the first-timers press conference as all these fabulous young golfers, most of them young, making their first appearance at the Players, and that includes Patrick Cantlay. Odds are he'll make the cut. He had missed one this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
How do you – that's good. Are you satisfied with your year, I guess, is the best way to ask you.
Yeah, I kind of started in February,
uh-huh.
and I took a long layoff with a back injury, so I was out for a little while. But now back playing, and I feel right at home and glad to be back playing. And considering the layoff, it's been a good few months.
Are back injuries, Patrick, scary? Well, I mean, when it happened, you said wear and tear. I mean, you hear back golfers, I mean –
it's not fun. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary for sure. And I didn't think it was as bad as it was when it first happened.
Right.
But it's thankfully cleared up now, and it's all good, and, Everything's great.
You're a California kid. You seem to have kind of a laid-back personality. You're the top-ranked amateur in the world, you know, for like a year, over a year. You're kind of on a tiger track, and the injury, I think, is – I mean, golly, it's Rom now. It's, you know, this guy last year. Guys are coming in waves. Do you feel like you're kind of under the radar? I mean, where do you assess, you know, where your career is right now and where you envision it being, you know, when you started as a pro?
I try not to worry about that stuff. It's all about shooting good numbers and trying to win tournaments. And you go out and win tournaments, people will notice.
Yeah. You shot a 60 as an amateur.
They noticed that.
Which was the course record until our friend Jim Furyk broke it last year with a 58. The numbers, you know, the low scores are there. Are you still when the back injury happens, does that cause you to kind of go off track from what your normal, you know, practice and tournament play and all that? I guess I'm saying, do you have to play yourself back into that? Or
yeah, for sure. I mean, I took two layoffs of more than 9 months where I didn't touch a club.
Wow. Which is it's amazing you're here, quite frankly. Congratulations.
Yeah, you surprised?
Yeah.
You seem a little too surprised.
Well, no, I mean, if you take two 9 month layoffs off, then yeah, I mean, to have your game to a point that you could be in an event like this is saying something.
Yeah, I've played well in the last five tournaments I've played, which are the, you know, I took 3 years off between my last tour event when I came back at Pebble in February, but you know, same program as far as I'm just glad to be able to do my program to get ready for events. Mm-hmm. That was the hardest part, was being out for so long and not being able to go out and practice and do what I love to do and try and get better every day.
How do you last thing about the back, because you're probably sick of talking about it, but how do you prevent it? Is there more stretching involved now? Is there different, or is it just I'm back to what I need to be?
Yeah, I got an all-encompassing program. Uh-huh. A lot more fitness and mm-hmm. A lot more prep before I start playing golf every
sure.
day, but I feel great. I feel better than I ever have. I feel strong and healthy, and I really no limitations on practice, and I can get ready for the events how I want.
You must be really looking forward to this golf season because of the injuries and the layoff and the, you know, the heights that we think you're going to hit.
Yeah, I'm excited for this tournament. Tournament's in great shape, or the course is in great shape, and I've obviously watched the tournament before on TV, and there's a lot of history here, and I'm happy to be here and going to give it my best.
All right, well, we'll let you continue making the rounds here, the first-timers press conference. Good luck this weekend and moving forward.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Patrick.
Appreciate you.
Good luck. Yeah, absolutely.
Patrick Cantlay, who will be making his players' championship debut this week, along with a host of other players. Whoops, 15 in all.
What do you got? Oh, dear. That's not good.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to pick it up. Patrick knocked the mic right off there.
Yeah, I don't think he liked you.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. That's okay. I like me.
Yeah. You
know? It's a long
list.
I like
him.
I'll hang out with Cody Gribble then. I thought he did like me.
Yeah.
I'm not out here to get like. I'm out here to ask the questions that people like should probably ask, and Cantlay looks like he's one of these guys that doesn't want to get asked certain questions, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
But when you're the number one amateur in the world for 60 weeks in a row.
I didn't realize he took 3 years off.
Well, but the simple fact of the matter is, if you're the number one amateur in the world for 60 weeks, there's a Tiger Woods expectation on you. I'm wondering, do you feel that? If you don't answer that, or you don't want to, or you think that's uncomfortable, then so be it. But the most relevant question kind of is, can you get back to what looked like was going to be a – you know, a dynamic beginning, you know, to a career. And
right.
So,
right.
I mean, to me, that's the overpowering question. This guy was the next Tiger. And now John Rahm comes along, or,
that's
you know, Jordan Spieth is
trying to
explain
along. Your line of questioning.
Well, I mean, in case he didn't understand, he speaks Southern Californian or something. That's where we were getting at.
I think he was fine.
Yeah. I
was kidding.
I was too.
How about those Mets?
Yeah. He's just
get the hell out of here and go to the minor leagues, boy.
He just passed me a note, said, I really didn't like your co-host.
This team is an absolute f***ing joke.
Oh, boy.
Man, you know, we forget sometimes, you know, we talk all the time about these athletes in general and golfers specifically because of this week. And,
right.
You know, how much time they spend on the range and how much time they spend on the practice. And you also forget this stuff.
Yes.
I mean, here's John Rahm making his PGA, you know, his TPC debut. He's been out here now for, you know, an hour already, and he's not even gotten through everything. So
no.
you have those responsibilities and obligations, you know, as well.
I think probably the most accessible athletes in any professional sport are golfers.
The most successful?
Accessible.
Oh, accessible.
The most.
I would agree with that. It used to be NASCAR.
Yeah, not anymore.
Although I will say this, in fairness, for as big a boy as it is, the NFL and the Jaguars give you an awful lot of opportunity to talk to your guys. Are you going to get everyone you want when you want them?
No.
But we're not getting Jordan Spieth today either, Chief.
Well, no, they all he's coming. They all
who are we doing next?
Inside the business. I got to go do a TV one with Bernhard.
What does that mean?
There's no pretense here. I got to step aside right here and do a 2 or 3 minute interview with Bernhard Langer.
Well, I mean, the show's basically over.
Well, no, you're going to finish it for a second.
It's 9:47.
Yeah. I mean, you know it's bad when you can put the f***ing backup catcher in there.
Yeah. Beef, I'll tell you when
Bernhard
gets here. And,
how you doing?
We can do. Who's he talking to?
Huh? Who's who talking to?
Beef.
I'm talking to you guys. I thought Dan was leaving you. I was trying to jump in for you.
Oh, no, he hasn't left yet. He's full of it.
I thought he was bailing on you.
Well, he thinks he's got all these big, important things going on.
Mr. Hollywood.
I got a lot going on.
I got news for you.
Copley had been here. Bernhard Langer instead of stepping away to go feed his face,
short
had it done during the commercial break.
He's got short-timer's disease,
buddy. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. So they're ready now, and, you know, that's fine. I don't need them. Get Reimer stepping in here.
I'll sit with you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Who's your favorite of the first-timers?
Oh, I love it. I mean, they just play me in all the time now. It's fantastic.
Started and finished with you today. I kind of wish it was like that rather than Hickett.
How can you not love Jon Rahm?
We didn't talk to him.
Amazing.
I wouldn't be sure.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it. How much time you got left?
5 minutes.
Okay. Tommy Fleetwood's the
you
best
suck.
Guy. Like Tommy Fleetwood's the best guy.
He's hysterical.
He's in there. He's coming out. We're working on it.
Do we have our other guys coming here? Or
Wesley
no?
Bryan. We're working on
Wesley
it.
Bryan.
As they come through here, then we bring them over. But if you've only got a minute, then I think.
Trick shot guy. Didn't get him.
Done. Nope.
Get the hell out of here and go to the minor leagues, boy.
you got some pretty good guys.
We got some good guys.
Yeah. Patrick Cantlay, I think I heard you saying, but he was – Patrick Reed, he was,
I know,
shot 60 as an amateur.
I don't think he likes being reminded of that. I picked up on that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and with all due respect, to me, that's an accomplishment in itself. But, yeah, I think to which I would respond, win a couple times, maybe that didn't come
up. Yeah, I mean, he will. That's the thing, is he will. He's kind of back on track now. He's got a runner-up and a third in his last few events. I think
I'm with you. I think he will.
You'll be hearing him. Pretty tough injury for
might
him.
Might not be. We never did. We never made our picks this week, which is the most bizarre thing we do.
You'll be able to do it before
tomorrow.
Maybe
morning.
We can do it before these guys go
in the
off.
Morning. Yeah. So we'll just do it at like 7 tomorrow when Hicks shows up.
Beef, who you got this week?
Who has the first? Did you ever add it up, Beef? Who?
I did. I did tabulate.
Week? Yeah. What happened last week? So we'll know that going in.
Last week, Jeff, you were the weekly winner.
Woo!
You had $700,000.
You go last
this
week.
You had DJ. So you got some money last week.
Nice.
Brought you up to 2.6 on the season.
Oh, that's a huge week for me. I only had like a million.
Second place on the week was Reimer Timer with
look at us.
Ramen Varner.
Come on.
I had the bronze medal with my boy Paul Casey. Hey, Mike. And Dirt McGirt, who got cut. And Dan in fourth place. And then Sticks bringing up the rear with a rock solid $35,000 out of J.B. Holmes.
Right, and, season standings now.
The season standings, Sticks / Jordan DeArmond, still your leader at 6.5. I'm right on their heels at 6.3. Dan Hicken at 5.2. Jeff, you've passed the tour at 2.6, and Reimer and the tour staff still bringing up the rear at 2.4.
It's really bad.
Should we pick for these guys right now?
Yeah.
Greg Burks.
We'll take Loop and Cantlay. A first-timer is not a –
Don't always do that well here. But I wouldn't bet against Rahm, that's for sure.